The HBO series True Detective was a cultural phenomenon last year. It earned Golden Globe and Emmy nominations while helping redefine the career of star Matthew McConaughey. The show returns for a second season on Sunday with a completely new setting, new characters, and a new story. But NPR TV critic Eric Deggan says it should have retained a bit more of what worked from last season.
As I watched the first three episodes from HBO's new season of True Detective, one thought kept nagging. Why isn't this more surprising? Consider this scene, featuring Colin Farrell as a police officer whose wife has been beaten and raped. Vince Vaughn is a crime boss who slips Farrell's character a picture of the possible culprit.
Fits the description, right? My people know him. He's not with us. Bragged about it, said, matched your wife's account.
How do you know my wife's account?
This is only information, man. I'm sharing with you. I wanted to do this. Now it's done.
Of course it's obvious. Nothing between them is done, especially now that the cop owes the crime boss a favor. The bulk of True Detective's new story takes place years after that moment, with Farrell's damaged cop and Vaughn's damaged criminal working together as a murder shakes up their fictional home base, the tiny Los Angeles suburb of Vinci. The new season actually centers on the crime boss played by Vaughn and three dysfunctional cops. Friday Night Lights alum Taylor Kitsch is a motorcycle patrolman and war veteran running from his past, and Rachel McAdams is a hard-drinking, emotionally shut-down sheriff's detective. She tries to talk her father, who's a spiritual guru, into stopping her sister from doing porn.
You don't have any feeling, your daughter doing that.
Well, what would you have me do?
Maybe talk her into doing something with her life.
I am not comfortable imposing my will on anyone, and I haven't been since 1978.
Not even to stop them walking into a river?
Yes, not even then. And if your mother's flair for drama had been more present in her acting, she might have gone on to great things.
You don't need a psychology degree to see these are monumentally damaged police officers. They're brought together to investigate the brutal murder of Vinci's city manager, who was tangled up in a scheme involving rich criminals, real estate, and a federal railway project. Municipal corruption? Railway construction? This is a lot less riveting than the first season of True Detective, where the cops were chasing a Louisiana serial killer and Matthew McConaughey was dropping bits of existential wisdom like this.
Someone once told me time is a flat circle. Everything we've ever done or will do, we're going to do over and over and over again. And that little boy and that little girl, they're gonna be in that room again. And again.
There are no moments like that in the first three episodes from this year's season of True Detective, and that's a problem. There's a risk in reviewing a complex series like True Detective based on the three episodes journalists get to see in advance. It's like trying to evaluate a novel after the first three chapters. Last season, some critics felt True Detective's compelling visuals, big stars, and high-quality acting disguised a substandard plot. It wasn't true then, but this time around, those critics might be onto something. I'm Eric Deggans.